Let's dive deep. What up, world? Mindset Morgano, the modern day messiah, saving myself, shamanistic shit. Dive into these meditations. Meditation means becoming familiar. Meditation saved my life. Enjoy this chance, the mantras, love, light. Stay blessed and highly favored.
Jah. They said religion is for those that scared of hell, and spirituality for those that do it well. I said they said religion is for those that scared of hell, spirituality for those that do it well. So I, Father, Mother, Son, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You give us this day our daily bread, as above, so below. You giving me 10 steps to get ahead, as we forgive our debtors and trespasses, and forgiving those that debt and trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, grace and the glory, forever and ever. Bina, bina, kita, kita, ho, ma, that bina, bina, kita, kita, ho, ma. Bereshit, bara Elohim. Hoya, holavia, hashed, hashed, ja. Hoya, hoshuna, making a way. Hoja. Hoya, yimia, and anti vine. I said, we love you today. As we wake and we pray. Bina, bina, kita, kita, ho, ma. Bina, bina, kita, kita, ho, ma. Remember that breath is life. So every breath that you take, make it intentional. Deep breath in. Hold it, hold it. Let it create space. Breathe out. Breathe in the love and the light. Breathe out the understanding and the calm. I said, Bina, Bina, Kicha, Kicha, Hokma.
Welcome to a set of Hall Lot Mindset Meditation, diving deep into the Tauric world, becoming familiar. Meditation means becoming familiar with. So feel your arms on the surface. On the surface of where you are sitting or lying, take this deep breath. Feel how your arms make contact with the surface. Feel what is inside of your arms. Become familiar what's on the outside of your arms. Feel all the tiny things going on inside your arms. Feel all the tiny things going on outside your arm and all around you. Feel the sensation. Consider all of the surfaces you are touching with your body and with your mind. Your mind observes, notes. It is curious. It just wants to feel.
with your body, where you are, inside your body and outside your body. You are not alone. Notice all of the life around you and inside of you. Little tiny creatures that only microscopes can see. You know they are there, even though we cannot actually see them. We know that they are there just by the feel of them. We are full of millions of little creatures, little bodies inside of our body. They live with us inside of ourselves. I said, I love myself. Inside of our molecules, inside of our blood, inside of our skin, inside of our tissue, and inside of our bones. Feel. Get in touch with these creatures outside of our body that are in the air, that are in the water, and in the ground. See where they come from. See their source. See how many of them there are. See if you can even begin to imagine how many they are. Now begin to notice the creatures you like. The ones you feel good about. The ones you feel close to. And if you can notice the ones you cannot see so well that you don't feel as close to, that seem to be there visiting, the uninvited ones, like the hobos under the bridge at night. I used to be a hobo under the bridge at night. As we see with our expanded, observing, all intelligent mind, if we can find a way to speak with all these creatures, see the power of intention, or with the power of just knowing and observing, if we can contact them, like sweeping them with a great light from a beacon of our brain, see if they pay attention. Go ahead. Give it a try. Be very creative, as no one is watching. Just you. See what you can do. Go on doing this for as long as you can take to get in touch with these creatures. Find out ways to do this best. Try sitting very still or laying on the ground in a safe, sunny place, and let your body find its creatures. Those on the inside and those on the outside. Notice the creatures on the inside seem connected to the ones on the outside, and those on the outside to those on the inside. Notice the families, the clans, the alliances. Get to know them by feeling them and seeing them with. Get to know them and feeling them and seeing them with your incredible sight. When you are ready, bring your attention back to the present moment and breathe.
Back to the reading, Eight of Pentacles. Eight of Pentacles, eight stands for abundance, manifestation, and karma. The number eight symbolizes the evolution of ever becoming. Excuse me. Its shape forms the infinity sign, as above and so below. The number also resembles an hourglass, metaphorically mixing up the two realms of the spirit and the matter.
8 is associated with rebirth and new beginnings, signaling a time to align your will with your destiny. It is the number of karma, embodying free will and the law of cause and effect. 8 represents the breathing in of spirit and breathing out of our karma. Bringing your being, bless you, bringing your being, your soul in balance with the divine. The number 8 brings you to the feet of the dweller on the threshold. You have journeyed through many challenges and experiences, trying to rid yourself of old baggage and patterns. But before you allow to pass through the portal of rebirth or initiation, you may have to pay the piper for unclaimed debts. The toll to confront the darkest parts of yourself is spiritual strength. Only the purest of heart and mind can pass by the dweller. 8 represents a gateway to yet another level of spiritual understanding and dying to the old and awakening to the higher self. 8 represents one coming into an initiation. 8 symbolizes the creative, rational mind channeling cosmic energy into manifestations, tapping into the deep well of the inner wisdom. It represents the logical thinking mind coming into balance with the mystical state of intuition and cosmic intelligence unfolding into the new insight. 8 is the number of the major arcana key strength, discovering your inner strength and truth and courage to face your fears, weaknesses, and blocks with spiritual stamina. Strength addresses challenges with purity, faith, love, and courage. As you flex your inner courage, spiritual strength deepens and your lust for life becomes powerful. The 8th house of the zodiac is Scorpio, whose keywords are I desire. This house and sign represents death and rebirth. The path of this house symbolizes the journey of the soul working through the depths of your personal darkness, choosing the right desire over the misguided desires, transforming darkness into light. There is a deep wanting of higher unfoldment, to go to the word unfoldment again, of love and spiritual evolution. With the number 8, you're walking the labyrinth of life and the spirit coming to the center, communing with the divine and then taking that knowledge out to the world you live in. You're being called to a higher purpose, your dharma. The 8 of wands gives you a jolt of divine inspiration. 8 of cups has you seeking your higher truth and heart. The 8 of swords bring your attentions to your blocks and restricted energy that hold you back from your destiny. And the 8 of pentacles awakens you to the sacred work, to your sacred work. Together, the 4 8s bring a breakthrough to a higher consciousness. Astrological, the sun in Virgo is 0 to 10 degrees Virgo, mutable earth. It's the first decan of the will and body for achievement. The lunar cycle is all 8 moon phases. The key word is weaving your magic. In the image of the 8 of Pentacles, cosmic hands are weaving prayer blankets of the cycles of the moons and the earth's creatures moving in unison. The image displays how we are all connected, how every action that each of us take, no matter how big or small, affects the whole. The 8 of Pentacles is the blue circle. The blue circle have 8 different moon faces that cycle around the 8-pointed star. The web that illuminates out from the stars connects the 8 pentacles with all the stars in the image, representing cosmically that we are all intertwined. The 8-pointed star represents as above and so below, a balance that is forever in the works of life. We are our own creators, weaving what we want or may not want into our life. The image is a meditative image for the sacred work. When someone speaks of lost time while working on a creative project, they are usually referring to the experience when hours fly by like seconds. This experience can happen during the creative process when our focus is on our task. It is like a deep meditation. We are channeling cosmic energy into manifestations. It feels magical. The 8 of Pentacles symbolizes our path on our spiritual road to enlightenment while living on this earth plane. We are learning to follow our dharma. The key to the 8 of Pentacles is finding your life's work. understanding how our creations are small threads of universal tapestry. The gift of this card is true gratification in the self and our creations. Diligence, focus, discipline, research, commitment, and working from a place of imagination are all aspects of the Eight of Pentacles. We are taking our time as we apply our talents and wisdom to weave our heartfelt creation. This is an experience of patience, attending to details, and honoring our creative process. The Eight of Pentacles represents a time when we are absorbed in a project. There's a need to create a private place to explore and work with no outside distractions. This card signals a time for deep learning, assimilating new heights, new insights, and expanding our talents. It is a time of birthing new and innovative expressions from the integrated worlds of the spirit and the matter. The realization that everything is truly connected and every act has an effect on the larger whole becomes a truth to live by. We realize that every project contains potential for spiritual growth, recognizing what is truthful to the progress of our heart's path. We have learned not to let expectations of others derail our goals or hold us back. We have learned not to let expectations of others derail our goals or hold us back. The Eight of Pentacles brings a highly creative time. We are in sync with the creative forces of the universe. It signals self-confidence, productivity, and progress with the project or endeavor. It indicates learning, expanding, or mastering a skill. This card signals job offers or commissions. Rewards for our diligent work and efforts start to flow to us. The realization that we are the creator of our life begins to come true. We are following our Dharma in the truest form, which unfolds into living our destiny, which unfolds into service to the greater good, the greater whole. I said the trees hold the keys to the galaxies, and then our seeds hold the clues to our legacy, and then everything is frequency and energy. That's why we focus on ourselves and not the enemy. I said we focus on ourselves and fuck that enemy. Nah, we focus on ourselves and love that enemy. I have love for me, myself, and I'm just a butterfly trying to get so damn high, so I love myself. Ja. The Star Tarot, touching the stars with Mindset Morgano. The symbolism in the magician, numero uno, the one. On the magician's chest is a caduceus, one of Mercury's sacred symbols. Mercury cast his magic wand between the two wearing snakes who wrapped themselves around it, thus creating the symbol of opposing forces in balance. The magician holds up the wand to the divine energies of the universe. He received cosmic inspiration, bringing into manifestation. The 10 stars shooting from his cap symbolizes the number 10, representing the continuous cycles of completion and then another beginning. The 4 aces of the minor arcana, symbolized by the wand, the cup, the sword, and the pentacle, swelling around in unison, represents the 4 elements of life and the self working in balance. The magician's table consists of the universal creative spiral of the yin and the yang symbols, balancing the dualities of male and female energies. The magician's fingers is shooting a lightning bolt, hitting the ground, symbolizing the creative inspiration manifesting into the physical. The snake is decorated with the Hebrew symbols yod, hand or finger of God, and the creative spiraling of the universe symbolizing the ever-changing, ever-recreating energy that is our life force. The snake biting its tail is the radiant creating energy, creative energy transforming itself into manifestation. It also represents regeneration. The smoke around the car represents illusions and delusions. If air, action, and fire, passion are not in balance,
one is not able to see through the trickery of the smoke. The seventh chakra, or the crown chakra, is associated with the magician. The magician is affiliated the planet of communication and movement and Mercury. Ja, ja, ja. So it says, focus, manifestation, and communication. The magician represents inspiration and communication, will and focus, to direct creative energy into manifestations. The magician embodies the elements of air and fire. His number is one. One represents new starts, new beginnings, and planting seeds. The magician also relates to the four aces in the minor arcana: the ace of wands, fire and spirit; the ace of swords, air and intellect; the ace of cups, water and emotions; and the ace of pentacles, disc, earth and material, as well as the four tens, which represents completion and a new beginning. The magician channels divine inspiration, magically blending and integrating it with the four elements of life: fire, air, water, and earth, bringing forth the original and creative manifestations into his life. When you view the image of this key, the magician's right arm holds a wand extended to the heavens, while his other arm is directed to the earth. In front of him is a table with the tools of life, the four suits of the minor arcana that represents the four elements. He uses these tools in his daily experiences, constantly adjusting, balancing, and refining each potential measure, how they unfold in his life. He uses these tools in his daily experiences, constantly adjusting, balancing, and refining each potential, measuring how they unfold in his life. The more he exercises his act, the more he trusts his choices. The magician acts like a conduit, tapping into the universal forces of inspiration, wonder, and imagination. When he receives the seed of intention or inspiration, he works out his plan internally with a focused clarity. He then puts it to action with confidence and will. The intention is then transformed into reality. The magician does not hold on to his inspired creative force. He processes it and releases it into his world like a lightning rod. His divine inspiration aligns with his life force. This combined energy flows through him and out to his world, manifesting wondrous creations. He shares the divine connection with all and awaits the next bolt of creative inspiration to come through and ignite his imagination and life force. This is the process that produces great achievements on an individual and collective level. As you practice the creative process of the magician, you become more connected to your inner self and the universal forces, creating for the good of all. The magician represents the visionary in you and the potential that is possible. He wants you to pay attention to the flash of insight or inspiration and act upon it. This card brings excitement and activates your life force with commitment, focus, and willpower. The magician knows what one calls miracles is possible and does happen. He encourages you to gather your vitality and energy, work with your magic to turn your life around, and create new goals. You are the magician. You are constantly creating your life destiny, whether you are doing it consciously or not. The magician prompts you to create consciously with the light of love in your heart. Claim your power. Open your communication between spirit and matter. Feel the force and strength that flashes like a shooting rod. Flashes like a shooting star of inspiration. Direct it to your world and let it blossom into its full potential. Stretch your wand up towards the heavens to be inspired. Set your intention and manifest your dreams now.